Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Vince?
Okay, so I was talking to this chick, right? We were hanging out. She came over to my place. You know, things were getting f***ing hot and heavy, you know. We were talking, and then suddenly, nothing. No, she wasn't answering my texts. I called her. She wasn't answering the calls. I Facebooked her. I Instagrammed her. I Twittered her.
You stalked her.
Twittered her.
Stalk is a strong word, but, you know, whatever. I haven't gotten a response back. I don't get it. You know, I thought things were going pretty okay, pretty well, you know, as far as I could tell, but I just don't know. I don't get it.
Okay, so now the last time you guys hung out before you started stalking her, did you do anything that made her want to avoid you forever?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's not a Travis Scott fan or something.
Maybe she's not a Travis Scott fan?
Yeah, Travis Scott. You know Travis Scott.
Were you playing Travis Scott?
We went to McDonald's. I got into Travis Scott McDonald's meal.
Okay.
You brought her to McDonald's for your date?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not Mr. Moneybags. You know, I got to do what I got to do. You know, date's a date. Food's food. Travis Scott, McDonald's, Neil. Like, what am I going to do?
I have my guess, guys. I don't know about you, but stay on hold real quick, and we're going to try and give her a call next. Okay.
Now, back to the Second Date Update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Vince. He's hoping that he didn't offend this girl, Claire, because they went on a date, and ever since then, he said that she's been avoiding him like the damn plague. Like, he's trying to hit her on social media, texting her, calling her, borderline stalking her, and nothing. He said, perhaps, maybe, it could be that he was being a gentleman on their date and he decided to order her meal for her. And he ordered her the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. And he said, maybe she's not into the Travis Scott meal. She doesn't like quarter pounders with bacon.
Did it come with the McNugget pillow?
And barbecue sauce. are you still there, sir?
I'm still here.
Okay, Vince, we're going to try and call Claire for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Claire?
This is Claire.
Oh, perfect. Claire, so it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can we ask you something really quick?
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Is this a Second Date Update?
It is a Second Date Update, yes.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, no.
I know who you're calling about. You're calling about Vince.
We are calling.
It's Vince.
It is Vince.
Oh,
hi, Claire. How are you doing?
Okay, Vince, stay quiet. Hold on. I'm going to put him on mute real quick. clearly you're not a fan of Vince. Can you tell us why? Was it because he got you the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's?
No, it wasn't because of that. I actually am down for McDonald's. I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, so we went on a couple dates and seemed like things were going well. We were vibing. And then we got to a certain point where we felt comfortable talking about sexual preferences.
Yeah.
I won't mention mine, but he said that he thought it would be hot to catch the coronavirus.
Okay, that's what? All I need to hear. Hold on. Vince?
Wait a minute.
Okay, I I don't know about that.
Wait, hold on. Well, you guys are talking about sexual fantasies, and out of everything you could possibly say,
oh my God,
the first thing that comes out of your mouth is that you want to catch corona?
Maybe not the first thing, maybe the second thing, but, you know, it's not that big. I think it's kind of an overreaction, you know? I don't think it's that much. Look, people have their preferences. People have their kinks. People have, you know, what do you want, you know? We were just chatting. We were shooting the shit, you know? I don't know, but sure. Okay, wait, hold on, though.
Let her talk. I want to hear this.
Hold on. No. If he had just, like, thrown it out as a kink,
yep,
that would be one thing. But he proceeded to tell me that he has been sleeping around during the whole pandemic, that he's been with, like, 30 girls or something, and that, like, I think he meant it as a compliment to me, like, I'm ready to, like, let them all go for you. But I was like, I'm going to get coronavirus and all the STDs? Not a good thing.
Look, like, you know, if I'm going to get corona, I might as well get it having sex than like touching the door handle to a gas station, you know? Like, you know, one or the other, I'd rather pick the other.
It's weird, but when you start talking about sexual fantasies, you open the door for some weirdness, you know?
I mean, it was just really gross the way it was presented. I don't know. It just was a total turnoff for me. And I am a person that, like, takes it seriously, and I have been careful, and I was honestly hesitant to even go on dates with someone. But then to go on with someone, and after a few dates, they're like, by the way, I hope I catch coronavirus, and I probably have a million STDs. It was too much.
Hmm. All right, cool, Clint. So, yeah, why don't we have sex with your best friend? You know, why don't we all get together and have sex?
Okay, fine. You want to air my fantasies? Fine. A threesome with another girl versus catching a deadly virus. I mean, fuck off, man. Come on.
Claire, is that no to another date? Because I really think we can work this out.
Listen, I love you guys. I listen to you guys. And if there's any girls that, like, want to call in and ask about Vince, I will tell you he's good looking, but he's cheap as f***, and he's probably going to get you sick.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1-3-3-2.